W8RC1. Good morning. I didn't hear who called. I just heard that I have my volume way down.
Good morning. It's Anthony, KE8RUH.
Ah, what wonders cease when you hear the, when you turn up the volume. I just didn't have the radio up loud enough and the microwave was going and so on and so forth. Yeah, good morning. It's Tuesday and hope everybody survived St. Patrick's Day.
I'm sure there were some casualties of the bar, but not me, not at all. I think the St. Patrick's Day days are far behind me, that's for sure.
Yeah, I haven't been to a St. Patrick's Day celebration in like 28 years. I quit doing that stuff when I turned 40. And I think it was like maybe the same time I quit doing New Year's. I used to travel for New Year's. I've been to Toronto a few times and went to other places. One place I never went for New Year's, though, was New York. That's the only place I never went to for silly celebrations.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I went out to a bar for St. Patrick's Day. It's really amateur hour, and I don't need to be part of that.
Well, Sean and I were talking about an old bar there in the East Point known as O'Hara's, and my parents' house had a neighbor that drove for Budweiser in Macomb County, and their father had a bar and Irish descent, and they put on a nice spread for the holiday. We'd be there at, 7 o'clock in the morning when they opened, and we'd be out of there by noon and home because we had a belly full of corned beef and really not much room for beer. But yeah, those days are just long gone. I mean, the bar closed before I stopped going there, and or quit at the age of 40. But there's just a lot of things I don't do anymore. But 40, I think, is about the time I started to pretty much get out of those kind of silly things.
Yeah, that's probably good timing. Because after that, things get much more difficult. The recovery is more difficult, and just doesn't all work the same when you're drinking heavy, that's for sure.
And 40 years ago, laws were different, rules were different, technology was different. You know, you can't even drive. I mean, the closest bar to me is probably about a half a mile away, and there's no way I could drive home from that and not be spotted by somebody and the authorities being called. And, hey, I got a guy drunk driving down to Quinder. Turned into the senior campus there. Blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. Yep, time has changed.
Times have definitely changed from that aspect. You know, I don't think it's a good idea that anybody's out driving around after cocktailing, but at the same time, things are a lot different than they were. You could definitely have a couple pops and get yourself home a long time ago.
Anybody else out there?
I would have thought Dakota would be in here by now. Maybe he got up real early and went into work.
I just popped a circuit breaker on my microwave. I keyed up my radio too close to the microwave, and my circuit breaker just popped on that. But, for me, I graduated from high school in 74, and my birthday's late in the year, September, but when I graduated in 74, that following November, that's when the laws changed and lowered the drinking age and being an adult and all that by cigarettes from 21 down to 18, so I hit that window just right. And when I turned 21 the following year, they raised it to 22. So I have about 50 years of alcoholic experience under my belt, just to say. But, yeah, I mean, I remember being 18 to 22, how many times I grew up in St. Clair Shores and how many times I had to party, out in Wayne Westland area, and don't remember how I got home, and still went to work the next day. And I look back and just thank my lucky stars, and thank God, too, that I'm still alive today.
Yep. Were, was Boat Works around when you grew up in St. Clair Shores? That place is still there, and I've been known to frequent that place.
On Harbor north of 12 Mile?
Yep.
After my mom passed away in December of 2023, my brother, sister, and I, we had lunch there because that was a place my parents frequented before my dad died in 2003, I think it was when he died. I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm drawing a blank. I need coffee. But yeah, we went there for lunch, and it was open back in January of 2024. And then there was Paisano's Pizza just north of that, which was another family staple of our history there in the Shores.
Yeah, that place, they got decent food and cold beer, so how can you go wrong at Boat Works?
Well, that's one thing St. Clair Shores is known for, is cold beer and good food. And, yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of places come and go in St. Clair Shores, the original Brownies. I mean, it's been, I think, two or three times in ownership. The Stoppers that was on the corner there of 12 Mile and Harper. My parents knew that family. And, yeah, I just thought I could go, I could sit here and talk all day about that city and me growing up in it and being there for, you know, quite a bit of time in my life, actually my first 20 years, and then I moved out after I got married, came back a little bit when I got divorced, and also to help out my mom after my dad passed. But, yeah, that was a well-watering hole of a city, for sure.
Yeah, I didn't grow up there, but I've spent a lot of time there. I grew up in Mount Clemens, and my grandparents lived in St. Clair Shores, and now I live in Grosse Pointe Woods, so I end up in St. Clair Shores restaurants and bars all the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of places, especially along the Nautical Mile, have changed over and over so many times. The original Brownies, Brownies where I think the Watermark is now, which once used to be the Beach Grill, and the infamous stories of the Beach Grill of Kid Rock and Pamela Anderson and things like that. I mean, those are the stories that are out there, and they're not urban legend, and most of them are fact, especially if you grew up in the city.
Yep, there's a lot going on in St. Clair Shores, surprisingly.
I'm surprised we're the only two people on the radio. No Dakota. Sean, hello, hello. Anybody in my radio? Best, 1, 2, 3, Roger.
Yeah, Dakota must have got to the office early this morning. And maybe Sean took today off or had a meeting or something. Who knows? Because usually he's picking up coffee by now.
Well, I've had my radio on since 6. I've been up since 5. This is like my normal routine. And grabbed the radio off the charger and turned it on at the top of the hour, and I haven't heard anybody. And I had the volume up loud enough just to hear you over the microwave. And then I keyed up my radio, and like I said, I got those plugs in my kitchen that pop, you know, I don't know what they call them, GFOs or something like that. And if I stand too close to my microwave with my HD in my hand, I key it up, I pop that little thing. You know, something you learn about spurious transmissions, I guess, on a radio will do that for you, all those kind of things. So I learned something new, and when I got into radio again, that if you hold the radio too close to one of those switches, they pop. And I've got two of them, maybe about 3 feet apart on either side of the sink. But you got to be closer to one than the other. I've never popped them both simultaneously. I am not that talented yet.
That is interesting. I never even thought that it could pop a GFI plug, but I guess you can if you have, like you said, you have a microwave going and a Kia radio, which is interesting.
Well, I was heating up some leftover Chinese for breakfast this morning, just enough to, you know, like, it's not even a full serving, I would say, just to polish off what I had last night. And I just stuck it in the microwave, turned it on, grabbed the radio, turned around, faced the microwave, and pop, it went. So I had to reset it and do it that way. But, yeah, I've done it quite a few times, and it's like, you doofus, you know. But you got to be within maybe 3 feet of the actual plug. I mean, standing in front of the microwave, it's not going to pop. But if you get closer to the actual plug in the wall, it'll pop it. So maybe I'll get some yellow caution tape out and draw like an arc around my microwave that if I get that close, it'll pop. You know, and I've been doing this for so long, and it's like when I do it, I just, like I said, I just go, don't hit it again. And I just don't learn.
That's funny that it's happened multiple times. Yeah, I'll have to see if I can replicate that at home.
I don't know if I can, if it's with a certain radio. I'm talking on my Wooksan right now, my Wooksan, Wooksoff radio, as Sean likes to call it. And I have Motorola's. And I'm wondering if it'll do with that. Maybe after we're done talking, RJ gets going, I'll grab one of my motors off the charger and walk by it, see if I can pop it. It might be just the radio. Who knows? I mean, all the manufacturers out there, maybe I can do a consumer's report test on which radios pop CFIs. And thank you for letting me know that's what they're called. I keep forgetting. Sometimes I call them CFOs for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway. Other than that, it's going to be a 60-degree day, nice today, nice tomorrow, and then they're saying we're going to have another cold snap and we'll be down in the 40s by Thursday, I think.
That's all right. I'll take two good days. I think they saw tomorrow supposed to be like 67, so might as well call it 70 in my book. That'll be nice.
It's been a quieter. You can hear a pin drop on a carpeted floor. Yeah, definitely so. But it's got to be above 55 for me to open up the windows and air out my little place where I live here. And, I mean, I only live in a 750 square foot. I'm up on the 8th floor, and my elevation faces to the south and west. So when the wind comes in, you definitely get a nice breeze through here, but sometimes the wind being up this high can be pretty strong and start blowing things around inside the inside my unit here. But, yeah, I got a nice view of the Detroit skyline and so on and so forth. I've said many a times I don't live in the Taj Mahal of places, but I'm thankful for everything I have here. And HTs work fine up here. As you can probably hear me talking on mine now. And the Warn repeater for this frequency is only not even maybe 3 miles from here. 12 at Hoover, and I'm at 12 in DeQuinter.
That's perfect, then. It's be difficult, I would imagine, to have a mobile or anything with an antenna and all that jazz, so it's perfect that you're so close to that repeater and up high. You could probably hit other repeaters around town because of how high you are.
I have a Motorola base, well, it's actually a Motorola XBR550E mobile unit on a power supply for a base unit, and it kicks out maximum of 45 watts. And I have a 10-inch size rubber blade antenna mounted on my glass door wall inside. And, it does the trick, being able to talk to the four GMRS repeaters that surround me, which would be Troy, the Detroit 600, the Detroit 625, and the Mount Clemens 675. I can hit all four of those with power, but I can also hit Troy on 1 watt off of an HT pretty well. So I may not be ideal. I may not be able to run outside antennas unless I run some kind of small mobile antenna on a cookie sheet or something like that, and outside on my glass table. But I'm quite fortunate where I'm at, and to have the range that I have. There's a floor above me. It's a 9-story tower, and I'm on the 8th. And that wall, from where my balcony is to the roof, is about 20 feet. Right. So I'd have to clear a 20-foot wall to hit anything to the north of me and put an antenna 20 feet up in the, run a cable up the side of the building 20 feet and then put an antenna up on the roof of the building would practically be not impossible, but not the easiest thing to do and maybe not get caught. And with the HOA we have here, it's I could probably schmooze some of the management, but not in my tower. I have a neighboring tower that's identical. That manager might be a little bit more easy to work with if I were to move over to that tower. Like that's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, I wouldn't be overly concerned. It's like you said, you're getting out on an ATV.
Uprooting and moving
to another building that's a little bit too much chaos.
God, this is too quiet. Yeah, but I mean, I got to get my Motorola update, get all these amateur frequencies put into them now. I mean, I've had my license for 6 months and I just haven't had a chance to get it done yet. And get the DMR. Those radios are also DMR capable, and if you don't already know, I already have DMR in my radio through Motorola Turbo system. I've been on their network now for about 4 years, and so I have my own little world up there. But it's just a matter of getting my equipment updated. But my HTs with Motorola though are only 4 watts, and I'm talking on an 8-watt right now, and there's a big difference. I can't hit Mount Clemens all that clearly on my 4-watt moto like I can on this 8-watt Wolfson.
Yeah, I can't hit anything with HD from my house. I can hit the only thing I can really hit is the GM repeater on the Rensen, and probably the the Detroit GMRS, the one that's connected to the MI-5 or MI-8 guys. So, so I don't talk on an HT at my house unless I'm on a node.
When I started in GMRS, the only tower that I had available to me in frequency, because in 78 you only allowed one frequency, was the Shore Club tower at 9 in Jefferson, and and the frequency was 462-600. And I used to work in, right out of high school, I worked in that, it was originally a training center, or no, it's now a training center, I think, for Chrysler Corporation, Stellantis, on the corner of Jefferson and Shane in downtown Detroit. And I would commute down that beautiful drive along Lakeshore Drive. Well, my GMRS radio worked fine, but I had a tricked-out CB radio with a K40 antenna. And once you're along Lakeshore Drive in that little dip there between 8 Mile and pretty much Cadieux, you couldn't get out on a CB no matter how hard you tried because of the terrain there along the river, the lakefront. So I remember those days, but yeah, a lot has changed, and I still hear stories to this day, like you were just telling me now, that, you know, the signals through Grosse Pointe are still pretty rough, even for up here in the amateur and GMRS bands.
Yep, that's why most of my radio time is spent in the car, or if I turn a base station on at the house. And otherwise, I'm not talking because I just can't get out. So, but Donald, this is about the end of it for me. I'm pulling into the driveway here at work, so I will be clear on your final. This is KERUH, and I will chat with you tomorrow, sir.
Copy that. Pleasure talking to you, and pleasure sharing some memories of my hometown and what it was like back in the day. And other places. I still get into the Shores down by Gilbert, Wally's Frozen Custard, places like that along the Harper Corridor, 8.5 Mile. My parents' house was at 11 and 94 area, just inside the that area of the Shores. So. All right, have a great work day. Don't work too hard. Enjoy it. Get out in the weather a little bit if you can for lunch, and make the best of it. W8RCY, we are clear for now, and hopefully my microwave will heat up my food. W8RCY.
WABAP.
KE8TFM.
Well, good morning. Where are you off to today? Ann Arbor? Wixom?
Van Buren Township. I gotta go to Visteon headquarters.
Ah, okay. Where are you now?
I'm just getting into Pontiac, so I might get a little chippy until I get out of the city here. So, but yeah, gonna go stop and get some breakfast in Farmington Hills with another customer real quick, and then I'll shoot out to Van Buren. So, a lot of driving today. All kinds of stuff going on. It's a busy week. Got a lot of hockey tryouts. Kathy's birthday's tomorrow. Colton's birthday's on Friday. So, and every day of the week I got to go somewhere. So, it's been a little bit hectic.
Yep. Sounds like it. Just a regular old work day with me. And and Jack is so excited that he finally got his ticket.
Well, that's awesome. He kept at it. That's cool. All right. So I haven't heard him on a ham repeater yet. Anybody made the first call with him?
No, I'm mean, he just passed the test yesterday. He hasn't gotten his call sign yet. It's going to take, what, a week?
He might actually get his within a week.
I heard a double in there somewhere.
I'm sorry, I had to pause for a moment of silence. W8RCY, good morning, gentlemen. Mine took a week.
Hello, Mr. Donald. Yeah, it depends on some VEs email it in, like the same day or the next day, and some of them wait a few days and mail it in through the mail. So, yeah, it could be 5 to 10 days. Yep.
Well, I'll finish up real quick and let you guys continue on. I like listening to the radio station WRTX, the old GMRS morning show YouTube. But I took my test on a Monday and I had my license the following Saturday morning when I showed up for breakfast. So I figured by Saturday you should have it. And I talked to him this morning and congratulated him. And that's pretty much where I left it. W8RCY, you gentlemen, get back to where you were. Have a great day.
All right. Have a good morning. Are you stopping for breakfast, Davian?
I'm going to the breakfast club in Farmington Hills on... I don't know if it's 10 Mile or Grand River at that point. I think it's Grand River. So we're going to stop over there. They got pretty good breakfast. Yeah, I was a little bit bummed on Saturday because Davian really wanted an angry oven pizza. And I didn't realize until you said something that they close at 9. And at that point, I wasn't driving out of the woods.
How did you find that? I mean, at night, did you just start following trails and just end up there? Because it wasn't that easy to find.
I just took the coordinates from the CODA website, threw it into Google Maps, and it gave me a route through the trails right through the place.
I'm surprised Google Maps included those trails, because they're not roads. Oh, yeah. I'll have to look at my Google Maps and see. I have no idea. I mean, I have some maps, but, you know, some offline, off-road maps.
Yeah, but those trails were all pretty established ORV trails. I mean, they all had DNR markers on them. In fact, the one trail you drive through, I don't know if you've ever been back there, they have like that single lane steel bridge that they put crossing the creek there. Basically, as soon as you cross that, you're basically, I don't know, you're about a half mile from it at that point. It's on that same trail.
You see that lake? On the map, it just says it's a little marsh, but when you get there, it's a pretty big lake.
Yeah, it was dark when I was there, so I didn't really have a chance to do any looking around or anything like that. So it was, I only seen one UTV out there. Otherwise, nobody was back there. Yeah, I got to go back there during the day or something, but... But yeah, my goal this year, I'm going to try to get as many different POTA parks as I can, new ones. So I hadn't been to that one, so at least it's off of the list.
It's not really a park. It's just like a, when I found it, it was just like a circle, almost like a cul-de-sac or whatever. And I should go there in the daytime. It's really nice. That lake's really nice.
Yeah, they got a lot of different floodings out there that they set up. I don't know, is that dammed up, that particular flooding, or did it just exist?
That I'm not sure of.
Yeah, I was surprised how much snow we had at the cabin still. I mean, a lot of it melted while we were there, but out in the back of the property and that, there was still quite a bit of snow. But by Sunday, it had melted with all the rain quite a bit. So probably the next trip up there, there shouldn't be any snow.
Yep, they got lanes blocked on mound construction again. I don't know what they're doing. Yeah, we had some patches of snow on our property, and like you said, there's some snow in the woods, but for the most part, it's gone.
Yeah, it's pretty wild when you walk down the hill on our property and you get to the bottom of the hill where all the snow was. The temperature dropped like 10 degrees at least when we get down there, and then when you walked up, it was, you know, back warm again, so. That was pretty wild, actually, in all the bowls where the snow was. It was definitely at least 10 to 15 degrees colder.
I'll be waiting. Hey, what time did you head home Sunday?
KEATFM. We left at 7 o'clock. Davian had a hockey game to get to, so we left early. And, yeah, no traffic or anything, a nice smooth ride. But it was raining, and, you know, the whole entire time, I think the wipers were on. So it got a little better as we got towards the house, but otherwise, solid rain.
I think we left around 5:30. There wasn't much to do. Did everything we wanted to do, and then decided we'd just go home and eat when we got home instead of stopping. So, yep. I can't believe it was like 73 degrees when we got there. And the next day it was like in the 20s, so it dropped like 40 degrees in one day.
In fact, I'm looking at the place, so I'll mention it. If you ever find your way down to Orchard Lake Road and Commerce Road, like almost on the corner there, there's this place called the Early Bird Cafe. Really good breakfast. They actually cook the breakfast skillet in an iron skillet that they bring to the table, and it's pretty good. I tried it for the first time last week. I always drive past the place, and I had some time to kill, so I'll give it a try. And definitely good. So Orchard Lake and Commerce, if you find yourself there, really good breakfast.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that area. I don't really go that way anymore. Like I said, I had a friend that lived out there, and there's some robot places out there. But, yep. Yeah, there's some pretty good breakfast places around here, too. There's the one that Dave goes to. Forgot the name of it. You've probably been there, out by your place.
Yeah, I've been happy with all the breakfast places lately. I quit going to the one at 22 and Shaner. The quality just got way too bad. And then the S&J's is okay, but I don't know. I'm kind of sick of dessert for breakfast, and their bacon is terrible. So I got to find a new place by the house, and so far I haven't been really impressed with them. So for whatever reason, everybody struggles with breakfast. I'm not sure why.
There's always the Savory Grill, and that's at like just north of Hall Road on, just north of Hall Road on Van Dyke. That's pretty good. And then, of course, Flaming Grill, 19 in Mound.
Yeah, I forgot about the Savory Grill. I haven't been there in a while, but yeah, they weren't bad. They were pretty good. So, yeah, I called ICOM yesterday. I ordered the new display for my 705, so I should have that by the end of the week, and I'll give the repair a try.
Oh, yeah, I think Dave had the display on his go out. I think he dropped his. He dropped yours, too, or it just went out?
No, it just went out. Turned it on, and it made that funny pattern. I'm wondering if it's not something to do with my power supply coming on and off or something like that. You know, some kind of weird transient or something, because I thought the supply wasn't working. I kicked it on and off a couple times, and it seems like it was right after that when that took place. At least that's what I feel like. So we'll see. But yeah, it was kind of a bummer. You can't see the bottom half menus, and I can still do FT8 because the computer is controlling it. But yeah, that's kind of a bummer.
Well, I'm pulling into work. So, I don't know what repeater you're on, but your audio definitely got louder when you switched repeaters recently. You sound good. All right. Catch you later. Drive safe. WAEAP.
Yeah, I moved to West Bloomfield, so it's, I don't know, 2.5 or something like that, so. All right, well, take it easy, man. Nice chatting with you. KE8 TFM.
W8RCY, did I hear another country out there that I usually don't hear in the morning? I guess my old ears don't work as good as they used to. W8RCY, we'll be coming back. W8FU. W8RCY, wave. Good morning, Donald. You're a little flirty in the system today.
I guess flirty is not as bad as flaky, but yeah, I'm kind of, I think I overheated the radio today because me and Anthony were the only two on the morning drive, and yeah, we talked up a storm.
Yeah, I was absent the morning drive this morning. I was, I'm just leaving the house now. I had a meeting down here in Warren, and I wasn't going to drive all the way up there and circle back and come all the way back down for a meeting. So I just started my day at home office, and I'm just leaving now, so this is the first I've really been on the radio. I was on P25 for a minute talking to TJ and Wally, but other than that, just been pretty radio silent. So I wonder where the other boys were. I don't know. I think they're both doing the grind. I don't think they're absent. I know Dakota said something about wanting to get in a little earlier, get a jump on things, and I know Anthony runs a little bit. They kind of just overlap, so I'm kind of like the bridge. So could be he was there before Anthony got mobile.
Well, I was up at 5, on the air at 6, and I didn't hear anybody until Anthony came on at 7, and we talked all the way from his residence to his office. And we were talking about some stuff and the good old times of the city of St. Clair Shores, which you and I have discussed in the past as well. But
Yeah, we were the only two, and Dakota wasn't there, and, you know, I didn't hear him. If he went in early, he didn't call out, you know, so I don't know, but, yeah. And if it's possible and you're going to breakfast Saturday, I will be joining you guys once again, if you haven't heard the news.
Okie doke, you know, just say the word, I'll swing by and grab you, and so it's no problem. I assume, you know, I assume that's the way. What news? Are we talking about Jack?
Yes, sir, I congratulated him this morning at 7:30.
Roger, yeah, I was going to mention that to you, but you had heard, so there you go. Well, 23rd time's the charm.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it took a lot of perseverance and hard work, and, you know, I am happy for him. I am happy for him, and now it's just a matter of what he does with it, so. Yeah, I'll see him, and I congratulated him this morning, and I'll say it to his face in the restaurant before everybody. You know, I had my doubts, Jack. I had my doubts, but congratulations. I might even buy his breakfast.
Could you go? No, I think everybody was nervously waiting for that. You know, he was just trying so damn hard. And just, you know, sometimes just failing, sometimes, you know, a little further, you know, and it was frustrating. I'm sure no one was more frustrated than he, but everybody was just, it was a point where I didn't want to really mention it, you know, because I felt bad, you know. And, so I'm just glad he got it knocked out. Let me order my coffee here. I'm at the window right now. I'll be right back. I will be able to hear you, though.
W8RCY standing by.
Okay. Got my coffee ordered. I'm third one in line here to get it.
When I order mine from Starbucks, I have to have a cue card because it's rather lengthy, and I like it. It's the white mocha chocolate with a some espresso shots in it and stuff. And I actually have a little cue card on my phone that I have to actually read it to them. And then I say, I need two of those. You know, two of them? I say, yeah, I need two of them because they're going to go into my thermal mug. I dump them in there and they last me all morning long. But I only treat myself to that once a week because it is expensive. You guys were talking about expensive coffees the other day. My two ventis, white mocha chocolate, come out to about $18. So, but once a week, that's my little treat for myself. But, yeah, I got the information from a text message from the VEC. Jim, he texted me at 8:07 last night, and I was ready to pour myself a drink in shock, but happy.
It's a little bit of a different world. I'm sure he'll have to take some time to dip his toes in and figure out how it's done. And, you know, plain language. That's the biggest thing. It's how you talk to your family with very, very few little additions. You know, we do sometimes say things like, you know, the only one that gets sneaks by in almost every walk of life is affirmative. You know, QSL, 10-4, that makes it into normal life, that makes it into all sorts of radio. Obviously, we do it more. But other than that, that's about we were talking about that the other day. That's about the only lingo that transcends the service.
Well, I don't have my ham phonetics down pat, but like when we were talking about me being down in Florida and IMSA and all that, and I was using, you know, Ida marry Sam Adam instead of the ham phonetics to describe the phonetics of the acronym for IMSA, I still got a ways to go. I mean, I've got Whiskey Charlie Romeo Yankee down, with or without the 8. I've got that down. But to do it in normal speak, in normal language, no, I'm an old school APCO guy because of all my years listening to scanners. I can go A through Z on that, like cakewalk. But no, I have it on my phone that I have to pull up my phonetic alphabet and have it on the screen while I'm talking on my radio. I've only been doing this, 6 months now, 6.5 months? So he's going to have a learning curve, and I'm willing to welcome him in with open arms and give him every chance, and I'll do all I can to help him like I tried initially. But, yeah, he's going to be, it's going to be a learning curve, and I'll do my best to be patient.
Well, of course, that's what we do. So, I have a little, sometimes I stumble a little, and I'll use, Adam or Charlie, instead of Alpha Bravo, that's just because, I'm exposed to 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Although, we don't use, we've switched over to plain language in public safety many years ago, and so anything, so when you're just, if you're giving a call sign or if you're, running a plate, but we don't do a lot of plates over the air anymore, because there's a lien concern and things like that. So you hear a lot less of it these days than you once did. You'll hear it when you're talking about when the city is divided up into sections, Baker unit, Adam unit, things like that. But, yep. So I will sometimes accidentally throw them, but I've got it down pretty good. I think I could rip through the international phonetics pretty quickly. I don't know if I could do it on one leg touching my nose while backwards, in a sobriety test, but hey.
Okay, I've stopped laughing. It sounds like you might have done that once in your lifetime, maybe. But, I get it, and it's just like I said, my experience was listening to scanners since I was 14, 15 years of age, and that's the only language I learned, and, being old school, there's only, like I said, a few weeks in age between us. We grew up pretty much on the same radio frequencies and wavelengths of how things were back in the late 60s and early 70s for me, and, so that stuff's all burned into my mind, and now it's the same thing with Q codes. I don't hear a lot of it. You hear QSL, QTHs, and things like that. I don't even have a cheat sheet on my phone yet for that. I should put one in there just so I understand some of it. I only know the few that Professor Don used to use, QSY and things like that. And I can probably add this in there, about Professor Don. He's probably smiling from up above that Jack is now finally a member of our amateur club.
Fraternity, I think that's it, right? Part of the fraternity. So, yeah, there you go. Yepers, we use a few of the Q codes. On FM, they're unnecessary, but no harm, no foul. A few of the big ones, QTH, QSY. So I understand that. That's just more kind of like, club speak. Everybody's got their, you're in the club, so therefore you speak the lingo. But unnecessary. Now on HF, I understand, right? Because signals fade, voices are hard to hear. And they're a lot easier on CW, than say my location is. It's a lot easier to just UTH. So, yeah, it's there's places where they were invented for that make sense, and then there's FM repeaters where they don't make sense. So, phonetics always, because people just hear things wrong. Was that a B or a V, right? So phonetics are always important to. Forgiven call signs maybe the first time you meet somebody, just to be for clarity. And that applies anywhere. But Q codes are a little different. You know, that's you'd use that anywhere. You're trying to use that on a telephone. You know, if you're trying to explain your email address or anything, that's something you would use in real life anywhere. You were trying to be crystal clear. But, yeah, that's what I say. So, you know, think about what you'd, you know, but what you'd say at your family at Thanksgiving. Like, if you wanted to talk, would you say, you know, would you, or if you were done talking, would you say, you know, at the Christmas dinner table, would you say, and I'll be on the side listening. You know, everybody'd look at you like you were stupid.
Oh, yeah, instead of saying over to you, brother, or over to you, sister, or aunt, or uncle, or whatever. Yeah, that would look kind of goofy for sure. But, yeah, so anyway, not much new here. I just, I slept 7 hours last night, which was good. And I got a lot of laundry done yesterday. That's all I did was laundry. And I still got one more load to do, which is bedding, because I got no new clean sheets to put on for next week on the bed. So I got to do laundry between now and Saturday or Monday. That's about it, though. Just the same old week. Get to air the place out a little bit today with the weather today and tomorrow, and then I hear the weather's going to drop for the weekend. You know, so that's about it on this end.
Yeah, we got to have, winter's got one last hurrah up its sleeve. I don't know if we've avoided, if there's going to be any more snow, but we just got to get through, March here and April, and then it's full steam ahead. I may, if it's cold and no outside work, I've got I got some room clearing I got to do. I got to get a room cleaned out, stat, so I may try to get on that. Be heaving things out a window. I don't know. All right, I am pulling up to my stop. I'm going to find a parking spot and make my way inside for my meeting. So I will catch you a little later. After yours, W8FU.
All right. You have a good day. Don't... overstress the day and enjoy the what time you get outside before you get back to the home or the your actual office, and enjoy the weather. W8RCY, we're clear for now.
KKKQ.
Signal check, this is N8FLK, seeing if I'm reaching the dance over repeater.
N8FLK, N8DBF, you're in.
Thank you so much for confirming. I just programmed that in manually on my Anytone, and it's surprising I can actually program this thing manually. It's not a total bear. I thought it was to be a nightmare, but it isn't that bad. Appreciate that, and hope to talk to you guys some more now that I've got you in my handheld. N8FLK.
Got it. Yep, you're in. Just a little noisy, but perfectly readable. So I'm sure I'll catch you out here. N8DBF.
73 is to N8FLK, clear.
7-3, I'm clear.
KHBB. FM, WADAP. KF8, TFM, WADAP. This is November 8, Zulu, Zulu Echo. Sean, are you around?
CQ from WATIJ, Waterford.
WHCIZIJ, this is November 8, Zulu, Zulu Echo. The name here is John. I'm in Warren, Michigan. Yeah, just trying to get a hold of the guy that, well, I know if he owns a repeater, it's a club. I have some questions about a microwave shot they're doing up, going north on Ryan Road to wherever, but in the morning, their solar panels turn on, and on HF, I'm pretty much shot right out of the water. Let's go by a scale. It goes all halfway up with pure noise. So I'm going to have to try to see. He probably can't do much about it, but it has to be something to do with the solar panel changing it over to DC or something. Large, you know, like switching it back and forth to get some voltage they need. Back over to you.
Yeah, okay, John. I call it Whiskey 8 Victor India Juliet, and the name is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf. I'm located in the southwest corner of Waterford Township. I'm talking into the 442.500. Don't know anything about that. I'm not sure about it. I thought that microwave stuff was really part of the WCMN network or W8FSM, or...
It's right next to the siren, but the siren definitely has an RF hookup in Macomb County back to where they initiated. This is an additional thing that's been added, and it is generating the noise. As soon as the sun comes up, it starts. It doesn't go out to nighttime. Now, I was looking on It's one of the European and American places where you can look and see what DX is coming in. And I'm getting Alzheimer's, so give me a break, you know. Greg, I got your name. I probably didn't have your call, but I want to try to do something about that. As I said, I'm retired. Heart's going too. So doing the radio stuff around the house here might be the future, and I really don't need that noise. So I'm going to try to see if he can do something, then I'll call the FCC if he can't, if it's not due to him. Not him so much, but the county. You don't know what's going on in the county. Over.
Yeah, okay, John. I'm not sure where this microwave is located in connection to a siren. I'm not sure. I don't understand that part, so... hopefully you can contact the right people and they can look into it. And that's the first thing you do when all else fails. I thought they had an FCC regional manager. You might want to look that up. He'd probably be the one to contact if all else fails, or?
His name is S-E-A-N?
I meant sectional manager, I think. I'm not sure. I used to know the previous one. I'm not sure who the sectional manager is now.
Okay, it's not part of the sirens. It's just on a pole near the siren, and it's got its own box and stuff. So it could be doing a multitude of things that whoever owns it, I'm not happy with it. And that's what it comes down to. And the person I'm talking about is the county communications person. And I'm not talking about the sirens so much, although he was involved. But he does some stuff for the county for sure. And I hope he's still working for the county. And I have to look up his call sign and some of my old...
Who cares?
It'll be help, or just drive up to Macomb County and knock on the door. I've been there before.
Here.
In fact, I tried to get a job there. I got a commercial license, and I tried to get a job. Oh, God, it must have been 35 years ago, maybe 40 years ago. And all I know is they said, who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? And, well, I didn't get the job there. I ended up working for RCA and GE, and then Ford Motor at the end doing two-way radio stuff and repeaters. And going out to sites, putting batteries in, upgrading software. Technically, it was great, I guess. I didn't gain any more knowledge, but and I was in microwave communications in the Army, as well as being a courier in Vietnam for MACVI, but the over...
I don't want to acknowledge it, but there's somebody being rude. We got a heckler in here, and I would appreciate it if you would stay off the air. And if you want to say something, then say something intelligently and use your call sign. Otherwise, stay off the air because you could be located and fined. WHVIJ.
Good morning. I just got a... phone call. Somebody is looking for me here. W8FU.
W8FU. This is November 8, Zulu Zulu Echo, Warren, Michigan. I've got a microwave site shooting north on Ryan Road. That's at Chicago Road, just north of Chicago. Every morning when the sun comes up, it generates quite a bit of noise. I imagine it's whatever they're taking the energy and converting it over to for power to charge batteries or run something is making a lot of noise. I got a bit of background with microwave. I was in the military with it. I like to talk to somebody. I don't know what they can really do, but it is half the scale of what my RF indication would be on my HF equipment is all noise during the daytime. I am retired now. Now I'm getting a heart condition, and that's it. Now, the Macomb County Communications guy, his name is Sean. Do you know him?
Yeah, I'm acquainted. What site is this you're talking about? What equipment?
Okay, the equipment's microwave, I'm pretty sure. It looks like a dish setup with a protective cover on it. It's pointing north on Ryan Road. There is a siren site there, but it has its own, I assume it's VHF antenna on top. It's fairly long. And that's how I believe you activate the sirens and check if they're working nowadays. But this microwave thing's only a few feet away from it, but it's lower than the siren and lower than the siren's antenna, and it's on a separate pole. If Sean's still working, that would be a good answer for you to give me. I'll drive up there, and I'll get the pole number of the siren, and I'll also see if there's a pole number for the microwave.
Okay, none of that would be anything to do with the radio shop or his operation. That would be somebody or something else. The city does its own siren alerting. And they don't have any microwave. Theirs is all, as you said, VHF, UHF control, so there's nothing there. Whatever else is there, the only possibility is it could be something through Macomb County Roads, and they maintain their own equipment. But I don't know if that's what it is or not, but that's nothing to do with Mr. McCarthy's operation.
Oh, thanks for coming in on this conversation. I appreciate it. And I'll look into it. If I have to, I'll call the FCC. Like I say, I'll try to get poll numbers, and I'll make an official complaint then. But that's I'm going to look around, talk to a few people before I do that. Thanks for helping. This is John, NHZZE, and Greg, if you're still in there after I've got the other gentleman's name, callers. Anyway, over to you, Greg.
Yeah, I think it's Sean, isn't it? Over.
That's correct, Sean. The call sign is W8FU. Anyhow, yeah, no problem. I will drive by there and see if I can see what you're talking about. But I happen to know the guys that do the road stuff. I'm sure they're going to want some information if it is. All right. Anyhow, I'm going to get to it. I'm working here, and I got to get a hold of somebody. But I just got a quick bump, a quick call that told me somebody was looking for me. All right. Catch you guys later. Carry on. Greg, good hearing you as usual. W8FU.
Yeah, okay. Very good, Sean. Good to hear from you, too. It's a beautiful day out here. I'm getting ready to hop on my bicycle and kind of, I'm the pacer. My daughter goes running and with her dog, and I'm the pace vehicle, so. Anyway, John, back to you.
Okay, thanks, both of you gentlemen. And I've been up to the shop area. We used to have our meetings there for USICA. I don't know how long ago that was now, but I was there during that time period. And WBAD, I was talking with you outside his garage one day when a guy's put up his HF antenna, Sean. So. And I met you at swaps and other things. With that, I'll say 73, both of you gentlemen, thanks for the help this afternoon. And both have a good day and enjoy that bicycle ride. This is NHZZE clear.
Yeah, 73 to all, and enjoy your day. Get out if you can. This is WAPIJ.
I'm going to drag you down with my bike.
KE8VFI.
W8FU. Terrible, or you don't have time. Either way, I'll bunch you another time. ADHL. I first I heard of you. What if you were transmitting before that last transmission? It was not on the repeater.
I said, either way, that was an answer. That was what I was looking for. Something seems to be squirrely with this antenna, and I can't figure it out, so I'm still working on it. Appreciate your follow-up. I'll bug you another time. ADHF.
Yep, yeah, you didn't... Anything you said before that last one was lost, so didn't hear you. You're a little crackly, snap-crackly poppy now, but not horrible. I wouldn't expect you not to have made the repeater in the last one unless you changed something, but I hear you now, okay?
I can chalk up the you maybe not hearing me or whatever, or whatever. The snap-crackly poppy is really the problem. I'm in a spot where I was not snap-crackly poppy in the past, and I'm not sure what has changed. I'm trying to figure it out. So that's what I need to wait too much of your time. Snap, crackly, poppy is the signal report I was looking for. Okie doke, yeah, if that's not a spot you normally were a little noisy in, then you are now. So something has deteriorated a bit. All right, Tim, catch you later. W8FQ.
Thank you. W8FU, KE8, VSI.
W8FU.
Point two.
W8FU, APATR.
W8FU, W8FU, this is APHAL, we've got a few seconds. Okay, not a big deal. APHAL, this is pretty moderate.
N8ZZE from W8FU. Wait Fu. Bing Fu.
I had Chinese for dinner last night and breakfast and lunch today, so, because that was leftovers. But you must have some kind of form of Chinese food on your mind. W8RCY.
Nope. What the heck? Okay, there you go. Anyhow. Up to a stop sign, a double stop sign. The person didn't have their left turn signal on, so I started to proceed straight. They all of a sudden decided they wanted to go left in front of me, so I was like, whoa. But no harm, no foul. Just a little discombobulated. No, I had Mediterranean, one of my favorites, the kebab house. It was very good, and it's always lunch and dinner whenever I go there. So, as a matter of fact, I was just saying from now on, I get this one dinner that comes with they call it deboned chicken, and comes with a big fattoush. And you know, if I take one piece of the chicken out of that, slice it up and throw it, then I have a chicken fattoush with the bread they supply and the garlic spread, and it's like that's more than ample for lunch. Then I got like almost my whole meal left over, so I should get it to go. Except for the salad. I should just say, make it to go except for the salad. Bring that out. That's the way you should order it. Instead of having to scrape it all off into a to-go container at the end. But anyhow, that's what I had. So not thinking Chinese. I was just fooing because I am a foo.
All the Chinese food I eat. I might as well just go take a nap because you're on the couch playing Free Cell, which is my least favorite card game, solitaire card game to play because it's like you just want to scream at it. It's such a mind sharpener and keeps my brain functioning at the age that it's at. And so I don't know if it's the Chinese food or Free Cell or something like that, but
I'm about ready to doze off. I mean, what time is it anyway? It's, shucks, I can't even see on my phone because my phone's locked up with a thing, the game, so I don't even know what time it is, but might be close enough for you to be heading home, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I was working locally here, so when I got done with my meetings this morning, I came home and finished out the day from home. I would have got off 3 hours, but I've already worked at least an hour of it, so we'll see if I get through till quitting time without any more work, then I'll put in for a couple hours. But trying to get to work, you know, it's either work from home or take it off. I gotta wait and see what happens, but so far I've been nonstop work. But I do got another hour to go, so let me go in there and see if I can sneak through what's going on. Just ran out real quick because I had an outlet go bad in my kitchen, and it took out a whole string of plugs, and I'm like, the hell? Couldn't figure out why. It's a darn outlet. So, go figure. After yours, W8FU.
Well, if that's not a coincidence, because as Anthony and I were talking this morning, I was heating up some Chinese food for breakfast in the microwave. And I'm walking around my kitchen with my HT, and next thing you know, I popped a circuit breaker to my microwave. I got those GFIs on there. It popped. And, okay, that's happened before, and I still haven't learned my lesson not to use my radio around my microwave. I'm walking around the kitchen, I popped the other one where the coffee maker's plugged in. So I popped two of them in one morning on the same wall, and they're individual, I mean, they're probably on the string, but they're individual outlets. So you can blame me for that, because what happened to me happened to you. So, yeah, I don't know how that works, but I'm not going to try to figure it out. All right, well, have a good afternoon, and we'll catch up with you either later today or tomorrow morning on the road. That's my call sign, W8. I'm reading it off the phone here, W8RCY. Okay, yeah, that's where I'm at. Have a good afternoon.
All right, catch you later. W8FU.
K-E-8, are you 8?
N-A-D-D-F.
Thank you.
your home.
H-E-K-K-O.
Yo, yo, what up?
Oh, you're over here. Okay. yeah, so I haven't talked to you since I got back from the swap. So I ended up getting those two GE repeaters and two amplifiers. Holy moly. Well, that's kind of unexpected. Price is right. Yeah, well, that's what he wanted. What he told me he wanted both amplifiers for. $350 for everything. You could have put one of those on GMRS and one on your repeater and called it a day. Yeah, well, I already got the other one set up. So, anyways, I'm still trying to figure the whole thing out. It's Dan's been helping me a little bit. He sent me some software and stuff. It's just really screwy. It's on a ham frequency, but as far as the receiving, it's like it's deaf. It's I don't think anybody tuned it. They just programmed the frequencies, and it was probably tuned for some other section. So it's got these cards, and I guess Dan's got these extender cards, so you can to work on them while they're still in operation. He's gonna get me one of those or something. And I got to try to figure out how to get the software to work. I need an old laptop with an actual serial port with an 8250 chip or something. You wouldn't have any old laptop laying around like that, would you?
I do. I don't know if it's satisfactory, but. It's older. I think it's running like Windows 95 or something, so I think you can still drop the DOS. I'm not sure. Trying to think if I got anything else. But I'm sure I've got something that'll run it.
Yeah, actually the older the better, I think. Yeah, so it's got to have a physical serial port with that chip in it, that old style, before they went with the 16, what was that, I don't know. I think the number is 8250 is what it requires. If you've got one, you don't need it. I would love to get it from you. So if you got one, bring it to breakfast Saturday.
Okay, yeah, it's a laptop. I have no idea, but you're welcome to check it out. And if it works for you, then there you go. I'll do that. I'll bring it Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, it's weird. It must be programmed for a very low output because there's 11 milliwatts coming out of the exciter, and then there's the amp, and there's a cable that connects the amp to it, which controls the control voltages stuff like that, and it's only putting out a little over 8 watts from the amplifier, and that through the other one there, which is identical, I got exactly the same output. So it's obviously, it must be getting that information from the repeater itself, and so I need to read the code plug or whatever they call it, find out what's going on there.
Roger. Yeah, I know nothing about those, so I know they're very popular and they work very well in the amateur service, but I have zero experience. I have experience with the Master 2, its predecessor, but they were a whole different kettle of fish, and it's almost like, Motorola's had the Micor, which would have been about parallel to the Master 2, and then
you know, and then Motorola came out with the MSF 5000, which would be the Master 3, you know, and the MSFs required a special suitcase programmer and stuff, at least the earlier ones, and then later they had other stuff. So yeah, it's that era, you know, the but it sounds like if there's software you can run just on an older computer, then that shouldn't be too hard. So it's since they're both doing the same thing, it sounds like it's not a problem. It sounds like it's just a matter of getting configured right.
Right, yeah. I found a software program called VDOS, with Virtual DOS, that can actually run the programs. I was able to get them up and running, but it keeps saying can't find the COM port. You know, it says, and it specifically says cannot find or something, missing 8250, you know, COM port or something like that. So I tried using a virtual, you know, a USB to serial adapter and didn't like that.
Yep, out of my area of expertise. I remember fighting with some of the older stuff, but I don't remember too much of the particulars and all that stuff, so. Anyhow, I will throw this laptop in the car. And, got it from Walt, in fact. Walt donated to the cause. I needed something that could run some old software, and Walt donated it. He said it was when he had a long, long time ago that he was running something on, I forget what. And, so if we can keep it running in the service, then there you go. Walt will be smiling down.
AU4ZYQ.
Yeah, go ahead.
What are you trying to program?
I forgot your name. I know I've talked to you before. Go ahead.
The one gentleman asked about what program you were talking about. This is KE4ZYQ Joe, Clinton Township, Michigan.
We're looking for some old software to program a GE repeater. So it needs old. It runs on DOS-based.
Master 3?
Yeah, it's Master 3.
Okay. Go ahead and pick Joe up there. Keep it up there.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt your queue so there too much. I just want to say good evening and see you're both coming through, I think, on the Warren FBI repeater real clear. Hopefully I should be making a trip also.
Well, Sean's on the FBI. I'm on my repeater, the 442.5 in West Bloomfield. But you shouldn't be able to tell the difference if it's set up right. Go ahead, Sean. Hey, Sean, did I hear that Jack got his license?
I'm sorry, Joe, what was that?
No, that was me. I was asking, did Jack get his license, did I hear?
Oh, yeah, you're late to the party. Yeah, Jack passed last night. Somewhere on the east side, Jim was, I think, a VE or the VEC, I'm not sure. Is in Harrison Township, so I don't know if it was Lon's Cruz or what, but yes, Jack finally knocked it out, so he's quite ecstatic. He's happy Jack.
Oh, that's really good. Has he got a call yet?
No, I don't know how long that's running, but it was just last night, so I imagine it'll take a few days anyhow, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, let's see, who else is Joe? There was somebody else in there. The other person chimed in. Go ahead. Yeah, CAB 8, Peter. No, I guess not. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, good evening, fellows. I'm wondering, did Jack pass as tech or as general there, Sean?
Tech mission, I believe, because he said something about already eyeballing the general, but I told him, said, stop and savor the victory, but he's already talking about it. So I think it was tech.
That's good. Well, I'll let you guys cue so there. I didn't want to interrupt too much. I just want to jump in and say good evening. Good to hear you. Great repeater linked up system. And just be a part of the general population. Utilizing the repeaters once in a great while and using them gratefully. So back to you guys. You guys take it away. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KE4 is ZYQ.
Okay, Joe, very good. Name here is Phil. So I'm not sure I've talked to you before. I just don't remember when. All right, Sean, I'll catch you later. Actually, tomorrow I've got to be, I'm going to meet some people for lunch out at around 12 and Stevenson area. Are you, by chance, going to be anywhere in that area?
No, we got a big party at the shop tomorrow morning. When I say party, it's a work-related thing, but we've got people coming in from several different shops to do some programming stuff with a fleet of radios. So it's kind of a big thing. So I'll be there, if not all day, most of the day anyhow.
All right, well, if you can, just throw in your car, and I might try to hook up with you before Saturday, maybe Thursday. I actually might go to wherever you are and you have to pick it up. I'm kind of itching to see what's going on with that. All right, I'll talk to you later. I got to get back to what I'm doing. Dinner. ABPR.
Okay, well, you're always welcome to swing by. You know that. I'll be there pretty much all day tomorrow, because we got quite a shindig going on. We got about 300 radios. We got to get encryption keys in, so all sorts of different agencies are descending on us, and you know, with their key loaders and stuff. So it's going to be a big party. And then Thursday I've got a mandatory class I got to take for work. And I'll be out of the office. I'll be right across the street, but it's going to run from like 9 to noon, I think it is. So Thursday I won't be available until around lunchtime. So just FYI. I mean, I can leave this thing, sitting somewhere if you want to come by and I'm at that class. But got a pretty full schedule until Thursday afternoon. That's about the then I got a meeting Thursday afternoon too. So. But whatever, we'll connect.
Okay, whatever. Just throw in your car and I'll hook up to you. Hey, be clear.
Hey, Sean, you got your 800 on?
Uh huh. Oh wait, at P25 on. Hold on a second. Okay. W8FQ.
TOTDIF. TOTDIS.
NEW.
CCHUYW Mobile.
NEW.
Yeah, CCHUYW.
I went to town, there was all kinds of four-legged animals running every direction.
Yeah, I watch every night on my way home. So I will keep my eyeballs peeled. I'm glad that day's over. I got job change right at 10 after 10, so... Got that strung up and running and left. So it worked out perfect. Of course, I was doing a lot of the job change while I was running the other job out, so. Because I knew it was going to land about that time. I definitely ran all night.
Roger, roger.
Yeah. Other than that, nothing much exciting. Machine kept on going down on me. I was telling Alexis, no, it wasn't the torque. It wasn't this, it wasn't that. It just stopped, you know, so. I just told her to be forewarned. You know, no alarms, nothing. Just stopped. So yeah, I took a bath about four times tonight.
Roger.
Yeah. Now I was telling you yesterday, that was a 13 box run. It took me 7 hours to run 13 boxes. That's how bad the machine kept on running. Try to speed it up, it just would flake out. So yeah, now they're doing the 7-box run. Like, I was thinking, I figured I'd have to do 2 job changes. Oh, I got stuck for 1, so I'm happy.
Roger, roger. Well, I finished doing oil on the Expedition. I did the oil on X-Mark. I power washed the X-Mark. I got the power washer out, got it running. Had put gas in it. Had to fix the garden hose. I washed the first layer of mud off the Rhino. That was a job. And took it out to the garage. After I washed it and after it dried out a bit, I coated the bed of it with Rhino liner. Because there was some good rust spots starting to show up on it.
Ah, sounds like you're staying busy.
Then I went to Wendy's, got myself a burger, took Luke with me, put his boot on him. He got a burger and you got chili.
Oh, cool. I know what I'm eating when I get home then.
Yeah, I sent you a text telling you that, but I know you don't always get a chance to read them, or sometimes you just don't, you know, get them.
Well, Grace gave me $40, told me to keep the change, so, which only would have been $6, but I don't carry cash, so I would have told her, well, I'd have to wait till tomorrow or something. She's like, no, we really appreciate it. She goes, just keep the change. And I said, okay. Fine with me.
Roger, roger.
be staying up too long tonight. Yeah, when I texted you earlier, it's the only time I sat down, and that was for about 5 minutes.
There you go.
So Tony, you know, Tony on Kane Road or whatever, Odell, wherever he lives, Bishop Tony, is running line one this week, and he ended up hanging a whole freaking 2,000-pound bag of material. It's kelp, and they had to hurry up and change jobs, run that bag out, then go change back into the job that they were doing. And, yeah, nobody's really happy with him at the moment. I said he usually does that to me on glass when he's on my line.
Oh, you just somebody else's line? That makes it better.
Yeah, they, him and Donnie, the two day shift operators, switch lines every week. So this week Donnie's on my line and Tony's on line one. And next week they'll switch, you know. But yeah, it's like, glad it didn't happen to me today. I was already running.
There you go. Well, the dog's got the boot on right now. As long as he's behaving himself with it, I'm going to let him wear it for a little bit.
Yeah, today, even when I took the, although we did have to yell at him a couple of times for licking, when I took the cone off, he was actually pretty better than what he has been, so maybe he's learning that if he doesn't lick, he doesn't have to wear the cone.
You know, he's tap him on his nose, his forehead when I tell him no. That way he understands what I'm telling him, you know. Since he can't hear and can't see, it's hard to correct him, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I got other things to tell you, but I'm not going to tell you on the radio.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, tomorrow I'm going to have to go out and re-winterize the stupid power washers because it's going to freeze this week.
Well, we're going to go back to having some cold weather.
Yeah, yeah, 20s at night.
Good Lord, hope it hurries up and gets warm up. Maybe the four legged friends have met it down. I have not seen one of nothing.
Well, that's a good thing.
I'm probably about a mile from town, so that's where I'm at.
Well, I'm sitting in the hot tub room. I don't need to be sitting here, but I'm sitting here.
Oh, it is what it is. Yeah, so feeder 2 was not filling as fast, so I kind of had to run the job slow. Tom kept on speeding it up. I went to run my stabilizer for the next job, put it on the elevator. Line goes down, so I run back over. Tom's standing there, and I said, "You turned it up, didn't ya?" He's like, "Well, yeah, then the feeder didn't refill." And I'm like, "Yeah, it hasn't been. I've been having problems all night." I kind of got a little snotty with him. I'm like, "You come over, you mess with the stuff, you know, and then, you know, And I'm like, at this point, it's like 9 o'clock. I said, I only had a box and a half left. Well, ended up, you know, now I have to run an extra box because I got to fill all the feeders again before you can start the line back up. So I kind of got a little snotty with him tonight.
It's probably deserved.
And he's like, well, you know, I didn't mean to. So I said, well, I don't care if you didn't mean to. I said, you do this stuff all the time to us. I said, it gets old. I said, now I got to run an extra box, which pushes my job change later. But yeah, I did kind of get a little snotty with him. I was proud of myself.
Blowing my nose.
And coughing. And blowing my nose.
Well, is being out in the weather kind of help you a little today?
I don't know.
I'm coming up to the sign, so I'm almost home. So I'll clear for a minute. In case you need to light, I'll be clear.
All right. Needle view.